Good afternoon from the DTN Newsroom. I'm Nick Scalise with the abbreviated Closing Live Stock Comments for Thursday, May 9th. Thursday's trade was largely disappointing as the market saw livestock contracts close lower as consumer demand isn't developing as traders hoped. Cash cattle market still hasn't seen much trade develop, but some live sales were reported in Texas at 185, a dollar higher than last week's weighted average. Hog prices closed lower on the daily direct afternoon hog report, down 244. July corn is down 2 cents. July soybean meal is down 560. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 331 points. Thursday's export report shared that beef net sales of 12,300 metric tons for 2024 were down 45% from the previous week and 29% from the prior four-week average. Three largest buyers were Japan, South Korea, and Mexico. Pork net sales of 24,400 metric tons for 2024 were down 27% from the previous week and 26% from the prior four-week average. Three largest buyers were China, Japan, and Canada. Thursday's trade ended up being a swing and a miss for the live cattle complex as the market neglected to find any technical footing in the day's trade, but did see a little positive momentum in the cash sector. Friday's cattle call steadied to a dollar higher. Corn complex may have closed lower, and summer grass country in parts of the Northwest may be getting moisture, but the feeder cattle complex still closed lower Thursday afternoon as the market lacked technical support and interest from traders. Lean hog complex again closed lower as pork demand neglected to substantiate throughout the day. Friday's hog call lower. From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Nick Scalise, Shelley Stewart with the abbreviated Closing Livestock Comments for Thursday, May 9th. Have a good evening from DTN.